This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new program is working to bring more attention to nutrient stewardship throughout Illinois. 4R4U will get off the ground in 2017, and Brian Fairful of M&M Service Company says the program involves a partnership with Illinois Farm Bureau.
The 4R4U program is a partnership throughout Illinois between Illinois Farm Bureau and GrowMark. And what this program does is it increases the focus on delivering cutting-edge on-farm nutrient research, demonstration, and data to farmers and ag retailers around the state of Illinois. The partnership with M&M and the Farm Bureau will bring more awareness, increased knowledge to nutrient management into the countryside with our patrons. The collaboration will utilize many assets to provide local information from 4R stewardship practices in order to maximize input utilization.
Brian went on to explain that nutrient management is a priority for M&M, and the 4R approach is an important tool to use when you're trying to keep nutrients where they need to be.
M&M has been very instrumental to providing nutrient management tools to our patrons. I will say we've probably been leaders in nutrient management, nitrogen management practices, tools that we have brought to the countryside or to our patrons, really focusing around the 4R approach to nutrient stewardship. The right place, the right source, the right rate, and the right time is the focus on nutrient management, and really key when we're talking about yield removals, nutrient applications, placing nutrients where they need to be, and really overall, the 4R strategy is very important to preserving our environment, protecting our bodies of water, lakes, streams, rivers, and it's making sure that we're efficient with the fertilizer and the nutrients that we apply for our crops, so that way we maximize uptake and minimize loss.
Field trials and demonstrations will be a primary part of the 4R4U program, and Brian says they'll be working with the community to make those happen.
We'll be working closely with our local Farm Bureau and our local patrons, promoting the awareness of the 4R strategy. We'll be showcasing such activities like strip-till nutrient placement, nitrogen management, multiple application system, nitrogen rates, cover crops, and many more throughout our three counties, really promoting the 4R nutrient stewardship and you know, getting a head start on the Illinois nutrient loss reduction strategy.
And while nutrient management is important for every operation, Brian reminds us that each farm is different.
The partnership that we have formed with the Illinois Farm Bureau will demonstrate how farmers in our territory and ag retailers around the area can work to investigate, you know, the best approaches to nutrient management for specific areas, because not one program is tailored to everybody's geography, and everybody's farm. It needs to be tailored to your own operation and to your own area.
And, of course, I couldn't let Brian go without getting an update on what's happening in the field. And he says harvest is almost done, but there's still a lot of work left to do.
I would say overall, I know there's a little bit of corn left to shell, a few bean fields left, but overall I would say we're wrapping up harvest. Harvest has been drug out. It has been a very long harvest. Yields have been, I would say overall, they've been below expectations, but they're satisfying. We've had very good yields throughout the entire territory in both corn and soybeans. We're starting to hit the ground running and dry fertilizer, applying nutrients to the ground, and there's still a lot of work to go, tillage, anhydrous ammonia. But overall, the fall has been very successful. The 16 season has been pretty graceful for us.
And once again, that was Brian Fairful, the agronomy marketing manager for M&M Service Company. In other news, the online retailer Amazon wants to open 20 grocery stores over the next 2 years and believes the U.S. market has room for up to 2,000 of the Amazon Fresh branded stores in the next decade. Business Insider reports Amazon is planning to operate a 20-location pilot program for its grocery stores by the end of 2018 in places like Seattle, Las Vegas, New York, Miami, and the San Francisco Bay Area. The company wants to experiment with different versions of stores during the pilot program. 10 of the grocery stores will be click and collect drive-up spots for Amazon customers to pick up their online orders. The other 10 will be traditional stores allowing shoppers to stroll the aisles. While the business plans could change, physical stores are becoming increasingly central to Amazon's business ambitions. Amazon has studied the move for years, and if the pilot program proves to be successful, Amazon could start opening 200 stores per year. Well, last but not least this morning, some news about an event coming up in November. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau and the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District are sponsoring a cover crop field day on November 16th from 8:30 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon at CHS in Shipman. Lunch will be provided, and you should RSVP to the Soil and Water Office by calling 854-2628 by November 14th. NRCS will discuss crop share programs for cover crops. There will also be a presentation on crimson clover and the V3 through V6 stage of corn, and information will also be presented on cover crop fundamentals, residual herbicide issues, and warm season cocktail mixes after wheat. And again, that is on November 16th from 8:30 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon at CHS in Shipman, sponsored by Macoupin County Farm Bureau and Macoupin County Soil and Water. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.